Time now for Workout Wednesday. Want to look good, feel good, eat good? Go to customfit.ca and they will set up a program to help you. Jeff Woods joins us once again. Woods, how are you?
I'm very, very fine, my friend. How are you?
Excellent. A few things. Diet or exercise? Which one's more important?
Well, it's interesting. I know a large number of people would think that exercise is, but if you had to pick one, the diet would have the greater overall positive health implication over an extended period of time. So, and I qualify the comment by saying this, if you don't eat well, and if you're not really mindful of what your caloric needs are daily, you're going to gain weight, Gregor. And that added weight gain is associated with all kinds of chronic disease. So if you're a female, your average caloric intake over the day should be somewhere between 1,400 and 1,800 calories, depending on your activity level, like if you're a very active female engaged in sports and so on. And for men, 1,800 to 2,200, roughly, again, depending on activity level. But and I can't stress the importance of this. Like, a good health or exercise program starts in the kitchen. And you will never, Gregor, never out-exercise a bad diet. So many people use exercise as a form of justification to take liberties when you eat. And, I mean, you could go out to a fast food restaurant and, you know, for a female, I mean, if you have a big appetite, you could eat 1,400 calories in one sitting very, very easily. So the one thing to understand with eating, if your goal is to lose weight, you have to be at an energy deficit, okay? So if your daily needs are 1,800 calories, you have to be eating a little bit less than that to lose weight, okay? And if you were also going to engage in some exercise, and I'm going to use like about an hour's worth of exercise, and if it was moderately intense, you might burn 300 calories, so a good 60-minute walk. So do that every day in conjunction with reducing your calories by about 200 a day. You could potentially lose 3,500 calories. So you could lose a pound of fat, body fat, per week if you were going to do diet and exercise together. Just relying on exercise as your sole means of losing weight is a really poor strategy. So I wouldn't advise that.
I like that you will never out-exercise a bad diet. It's so true. So let's say you get that kind of foundation down. I know I went to a dietitian, and I can say Letha Taylor was a huge difference for me. I think I feel stronger for sure. And that you can work out all you want, but when you eat decent, and in eating decent isn't as hard as I thought it would be, to be completely honest. Just have a few more vegetables here and there, it seems to definitely help. But so let's say you are exercising and you have a decent foundation of food. Intensity of exercise or frequency of exercise, which one's better?
Well, I mean, they're both important, Gregor, but if you have to give a slight edge, I would say the intensity is of greater significance long-term, especially as we age. So I will qualify the comment again. If you have a greater aerobic capacity, so you have an ability to process more oxygen per kilogram of body weight, you have an ability to go participate in sports at a high level of intensity and recover really quick, so you could go back out and play again, you know, after just a very limited time of rest. So if you've got that capacity, you will have greater cognitive function as you get older, like better mental awareness. And yeah, so there's a correlation there. So that's very important. The other thing, too, again, if I'm going to use weight training as the example. If you, even being like 40, 50, 60 years of age, if you train more intensely with heavier weight loads, it's better for your bones. You keep better bone density, less potential to break a bone. But you also keep and potentially build lean muscle. That's a function of intensity. So as you age, again, the important factor here, more muscle you have, typically better balance. You will be more self-sufficient as a senior. So that's really important. So those are the reasons why I would give the edge to intensity. Now, with that said, if, for example, you had some problems like a pre-existing disease or you had a physical limitation, obviously keeping the intensity down and training to do more frequency, I mean, that's good too, because, I mean, you don't have the option potentially of doing the higher and more intense work. So there'd be some exceptions, Gregor, is what I'm trying to say there.
Yeah, there's always exceptions to everything. There's no doubt about it. But the intensity now... Is intensity just simply heavier, or is it if you have a workout where your bar speed suddenly goes faster? Like, what falls under the category of intensity?
Okay, good question. So, like, let's use weight training as the example. So a few different ways to increase intensity. Increase the load is one way. We increase the repetitions is another way to do high reps. Or we take less rest between sets or make the bar go faster. All really important factors. But again, if I had to give the edge to one specific variance in training, increase the load for all the reasons I said, for bones and muscle, most beneficial. As an athlete, if your goal is to be more reactive in sport, you mentioned the bar speed, which is interesting because a lot of trainers sort of miss that when they're prescribing exercise for athletes. That also should be a progression. If you want to be quick on the field or in whatever sport, when you lift weights, bar speed is important. So that's one way for sure. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you're a runner, how can we improve the intensity as a runner? Well, you can run faster, or you can run hills or stairs, or you can run longer. Here's the thing with running. A lot of people think, well, I'll improve my VO2 max and become a better runner if I run longer. The reality is you'd be better off to learn how to run more efficiently, run faster, and maybe run hills and stairs, because the amount of oxygen you have to process with that more intense work will actually improve your VO2 max, where the high volume stuff really doesn't. So you'd be better off to go with less duration and more intensity for that reason as a runner.
Hmm. Well, you know, I know there's a lot of the long distance runners, and many of them train now in certain intervals. They don't go longer than 10K at a time. They just force themselves to run faster.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right, Gregor. And there is lots of science, again, that speaks to that methodology. And those runners typically, too, don't have to suffer the high impact and pounding on their skeleton. I mean, there's still some intensity, obviously, when you're running faster. But let's face it, if you can reduce the amount of volume by, say, 40 or 30%, again, it's much easier on your skeletal structure if you're not out there pounding it, you know, 5 days a week.
Jeff, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully you're feeling better.
Yes, I'm feeling like a new man.
Oh, well, that's good. That's
no
good.
Jokes, please.
Well, I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gregor. Bye.